This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Vietnam War, there was a tippy. The LA Times and other major publications are reporting what the health departments are putting out in California. That it turns out, now they're doing mass testing, that the majority of the public that's tested has the antibodies for COVID-19. Because it's the same antibodies and the same genetic material from people that have had the common cold before, because that's what the corona family is. So here's the footage. These numbers have come out from the health departments. These are confirmed. We've got similar numbers from New York, Texas, other states. But John Roberts, one of the main anchors of Fox, today comes walking into the White House briefing room, and he tells one of the other reporters, take the mask off, man. It's a hoax. It's 0.1%. We have articles on Infowars.com, link to the health department numbers. It's actually lower than 0.1%. This thing is way weaker than the flu, but the media is hyping it like it is bubonic plague or airborne Ebola. Here is the incredible video that Fox News is confirming is real.
They can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rates are 0.1 to 0.3, according to
that's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health have come out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
So that makes it 0.1, 2, 0, 3. Does the study think about things?
Yeah, just give it to them. So it suggests that the patient's out of the risk of 10.
Seems. Well, that's
your right line with the
tape. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
So it's a hoax.
A lot of people are going to ask this question. Alex, you said it's a man-made bioweapon out of Wuhan. They're now confirming that 10 weeks after you first broke it with top bioweapons experts, the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law and represents the United Nations. How suddenly are you saying it's a hoax? The mass death numbers are the hoax. The shutdown of society is the hoax. The virus is man-made. The Nobel Prize winner who discovered HIV has said that. Major Indian universities have scanned it and said that. So why is it man-made but still not that deadly? Because the NIH, Bill and Melinda Gates, the globalist on record, funded China to do it and make it so that when it got out, it's highly communicable, so everybody gets it, everybody gets scared, everybody wants a vaccine, so they own the test for it, and they own the procedures to treat it, and it's a novel virus, meaning completely new, that they control. You see, they could never patent the regular cold virus because there's thousands every year. They could never patent the flu virus because there's thousands every year. So they made a chimera that's got at least five different viruses in it. So that now, when you get it, they can scare you and treat you with AZT and other AIDS drugs, which they admit actually kill more people than it helps. So that's why it's man-made, so that when you get tested or positive for the hoax, they can now go to town on you with their chemicals, with their biologicals, and try to force you to take a vaccine and try to say we've all got to have a digital ID tied to the fact that we have antibodies for this novel virus they have created. This is a way to make every human on earth suspect, a way to make every human on earth bad, to make us all wear masks and not trust each other, and to make the WHO, run by Bill and Melinda Gates, the UN, and Communist China, the good guys that are going to take control of our society and life and order our economy shut down with blue cities and blue states and Hollywood and the media saying President Trump and Alex Jones are terrorists for trying to reopen the economy. This is 21st century war. This is the PSYOP. But humanity is awakening. This information is being censored on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. You at band.video and at Infowars.com watching this are the only hope hope of sharing this video and explaining to people that it's confirmed coronavirus is.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BorStore.com.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is up.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. News so insanely important that I'm choking right now. I mean, the crew knows this is not theatrics. They've been watching me the last month here. This is so incredible. It's all confirmed. Planetary world government making humans non-essential, cutting us off in the name of protecting us, bankrupting small-town America, mainstream America, and killing hundreds of millions of people. And I don't say this to go, oh, look, I'm so smart. No, no, no. I know the agenda. I'm watching like a slow-motion train wreck destroying all of our futures. The World Health Organization and the UN World Food Program are the authors and are in command of the global government and always said they bring in world government using a medical tyranny. And behind that are the big mega corporations, big pharma and tax-free operations that are eugenics organizations that want to depopulate. And so I've been harping on the fact that, hey, on average, 8 to 12 million people starve to death a year in the world, die of malnutrition, a cold bug comes by, a flu bug comes by that wouldn't hurt a healthy person, and it kills somebody that's malnourished.
The original British concentration camps were used on the Scots and the Irish. They were invented against the Scots. They weren't called concentration camps officially until the Boer War in South Africa, with Winston Churchill riding around on his horse, putting out propaganda dispatches. But these camps are where Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died, and they just put you in them. And they don't kill you. They just don't give you anything but bread and water once a day. And on average, most people are dead in about a month. But you feel good, and you know, you give them a piece of bread, and you give them a cup of water, and then they just shrivel up, lay down on the ground, and then die. And so I was saying, from numbers I saw 3 weeks ago, that about 2 million people are starving to death right now, or dying, in the next month. From the numbers I saw, just out of India, it was 2 million. So I just went with that one country. Ladies and gentlemen, the numbers are now in from the UN themselves, who again orchestrate this and then ask for power and control. 30 million are starving to death on top of the 10 million right now. That's the Globe and Mail, the big Canadian paper. Again, the magnitude of that. So last night I see my son driving down a side road. He doesn't live with me. He's grown up. He's moved out now at 17. He flags me. I say, pull in here. And we pull in to a strip center. And we're not parked in the front row. We're parked in a side row about 30 feet from a liquor store, from a tanning place, and from an AT&T store. In fact, we're parked kind of by the AT&T store, maybe 40 feet from the liquor store. And I see guys with masks putting boxes out front of it, and one of them looks at me and says, put your mask on. But from a distance, I can see what he was saying. So I talk to my son. He walks over with me. I didn't think to shoot footage of this on my phone. And I go, yeah, dude, I'm not trying to come in and buy your liquor. And he goes, well, still, you need to wear a mask. So I start talking, and people come out of the store, and they go, oh, Alex Jones, or Shane Man. They go, yeah, it's all a fraud. Did you see John Roberts today saying it's 0.1% dying? And I said, yeah, that's what a lot of the numbers are showing. We'll go over that in a moment. It's beyond bombshell. So there were the three people in the liquor store coming out when I'm arguing with a guy who's telling me from 30, 40 feet away, hey, put your mask on. I guess he thought I was coming in the liquor store. And so I started trying to show the guy the video. He didn't want to see it. And he had this power trip look in his eye. And I said, you're pathetic. You're being dog trained to submit in all this 6-foot separation. They're coming out with microchips. They're coming out with forced inoculations. This is all a setup for medical tyranny. And you're a fool. And the guy started laughing at me. And so I just said, listen, I'm not putting you down. You work at a liquor store. But there's a reason I'm successful, and there's a reason you're not. You are a willful moron. Had another guy in a gas station the day before that pull that crap. So that's the reality of where we are. If you're wearing a mask, I'm not judging you. In fact, we ordered a bunch of masks that are coming in next week, so you can pre-order them now, that are a nice black mask with InfoWars.com on them. And if you, in the future, they're saying, this is going to go forever now. Watch. It's submission. So if you got to get on an airplane and you got to go in the grocery store, hey, a light, comfortable cloth one that you can breathe through, go along with the Kabuki Theater, the submission, but fight back while you're at it and shoot your mouth off the whole time. Limited edition COVID-19 hoax mask. I told them to put hoax on the page. They didn't. So listeners are like, well, wait, you're saying it's a hoax, but you're not. No, but you're selling a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real virus. It kills people, just like the flu. But the hype to say no one could ever die from the flu or from a cold bug again, and this idea, it's like mass shootings. Again, I've said this 1,000 times. Even Bill Maher came on Friday and said it. He said mass shootings are terrible, but they only kill about 100 people a year. Well, he goes, it's the same thing with this. The flu is terrible. Colds are terrible. It kills a lot of old people, but that's what's always happened. You can't protect people, and that's where it gets crazy. A vaccine, they admit, won't even protect you from it. So why are they doing it? And now they admit there's hundreds of mutations of it. So why would one for one mutation? Because it's what's in there, and it's a digital vaccine with an ink they're rolling out. This has been announced, where you will then buy and sell off that. They will put credits onto your body because you've taken the shot. They're going to pay you to take DNA vaccines that actually change your body's DNA. They have a name for that. It's called cancer. So Bill Gates, who openly says he wants to reduce population, is coming with that virus they transferred to China that they allowed to be released against us with total surveillance, drones flying around controlling everybody. It's incredible. But the big news, the gigantor incredible news, call everyone you know, don't tune in. We're going to cover on the other side of this quick break. This is so important. Wait till we cover this. It is earth shaking.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Facebook, Twitter, the United Nations, CNN, they're all over the news saying, questioning the deaths, questioning the numbers, saying zinc is good for you and antiviral. None of it is allowed. Facebook's working with state governments to try to ban anybody and block any protests who are demanding reopen America. You don't go out and protest and demonstrate and say that you're an American. You don't go out and exercise your right of assembly. You stay in your house. Like, this is communist China. Now, the most viral video out there that I've seen in a long time happened yesterday before a White House press briefing. John Roberts, very popular host and talk show host and reporter for Fox News for over a decade. He walks in an hour before the press conference starts, and he sees everybody fear-mongering, wearing masks, getting into the Kabuki theater, getting into the fear, getting into the dog training. He witnesses this, and he says, hey, it's 0.01%. There's 400-plus thousand people in L.A. County, the health department's reporting, and there's only 600-and-something dead. And I looked up the numbers today. 663 that may have died from coronavirus. They had a positive test for coronavirus, so they may have died from it. 663 people, out of their estimates from what they've been testing now, 400,000 or more have had it. 663. Now, if you go to the calculator.net, and you put 663 into 400,000, you get 663 divided 400,000 equals, and then there's the number right there. 0.001657 equals 0. There's your final number. 0.16575. So you do your own math with that, but that is not even close to 1%. 0.16. 0.16. So that's 16% of 1% death rate. And you can have a lot of fun with that math. And there's all these people that don't want you to look at these numbers. But let's say, as they continue to test, that we find out that number even goes down. Or maybe some of the people that test positive later die. Maybe it goes up. Maybe it goes up to 0.2%, maybe 0.3%. That's still below the flu for old people. Because when you enter that into the number, that it's almost universal, that it's people with pre-existing conditions or who are super old, above 85 years of age. It's the same all over the world. Now, the virus is attacking men's testicles, and of course, that's the real design of it. It is a chimera. It is a bioweapon. So Bill and Melinda Gates can own the vaccine and own the response to it, because you can't have a vaccine for a regular cold virus because there's thousands of new ones a year. So you got to have something that's novel so you can claim you've got a treatment for it, even though that's a fraud. And that answers why they released the bioweapon. So let's walk through it. And let's talk about how huge this is. The UN itself says an extra 30 million people are starving to death on top of the 10 million that die every year. So they're talking about, in official press releases from the World Food Program, 30 million people dying instead of 10 million people dying. And there's millions dying right now. But see, they're not human. They're not cool wearing masks and all chic. And because they're really non-essential to the New World Order. And so everyone's being herded and prepared for microchips, for drone surveillance, for total control, for world IDs, for medical IDs, for medical passports. It's all being announced. There's no debating it. The robot suppression system, Chinese-made drones and face scanning now being used in California and New York and other blue states. This is their globalist revolution to cut the carbon, to kill the industrial state, to make you poor, and to make you austere. This is their admitted plan. They're all over the news. The Pope says, we are dying because we're evil. We deserve this. Capitalism is wasteful. The earth is doing this. You're hearing the whole UN, Gaia, world government speech that we deserve this from the Hollywood trash and everybody else that are the same ones saying, shut everything down to save lives. But they are the ones that are always telling us they want to get rid of the population and kill the old people. So this is an incredible moment to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what's going to happen. As they test more people, you're going to see that death rate go down, which we predicted months ago and has now happened. And we're going to find out that people are having an autoimmune response to the virus and to other viruses. A lot of times it turned out the flu, and they would put a respirator on you and blow your lungs out and kill you with them. And now they admit what doctors said a month ago. Don't put them on respirators. They're having an autoimmune response. Put them on the same thing you give somebody when they get stung by a bee, an EpiPen or prescription Benadryl. And it works like a charm. But see, the hospitals are saying, oh, no, don't do that. That's not the treatment. It has to be UN approved. The UN has to tell our doctors and our president, our country, how to live and what to do. So let's go out to break with John Roberts and the super viral clip that you've got to send to everybody. It's on Infowars.com. It's on man.video. I shot a report around it that's 5 minutes long that really encapsulates it, I think, perfectly, the whole game plan. But here's John Roberts.
What's up, Jake? All right, man.
Where you go, baby?
If you take out the mask, the case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to
you. Is it really?
That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health come up with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1, 2.03. Does a study to come out with it?
Yeah, just give it to them.
So it suggests that case fatality rate is 10.
Well, it's the right line with the flu.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
Right, folks.
So there you go. That's what's going on. Of course, the internet comes out and says that's fake. No, that's real. John Roberts has confirmed it. That was a live feed. It's picked up, saw by hundreds of thousands already tuned in. And historic moment, Fox News admits COVID-19 is a giant hoax. The video is at man.video. Share it, ladies and gentlemen, because then we explain how it's a hoax, why it's a hoax, what they're trying to do, and how you can counter it. We have cracked the code at man.video. Get it out if you don't want to have a total depression, forced inoculation. You've got to move. You've got to take action. Come with me if you want to live. Seriously, folks, this is real.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun.
The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Exact same plan, except it'd be 10 times worse, because you wouldn't have Trump in there trying to block it trying to reason with the American people to not be hysterical and to not give in to the fear. But they didn't do that. So the president then had to ride the wave or he would have been destroyed. And that was the trap that was set. But the next part of the trap is destroy the economy, which they've basically already done. Crude oil's never been at zero, and now it's negative. And sweet crude and processed crude is on its way down to zero. That's called cardiac arrest in the economy. And it's irrevocable if it's not turned around in weeks. And a lot of estimates are it can't be done now. So this is the globalist plan for total dependency. Now, the good news is here, most people won't starve to death in the U.S. But in the third world, it is a death sentence. And my family has said they've never seen me this upset. The crew's never seen me this upset. I'm not a bleeding heart. Meaning, I'm a tough guy. I physically am ill. Over the tens of millions starving to death right now. Because metaphysically, I know I'm next and my family's next. And God is pissed at me for not doing more and not being stronger. And I'm normally in good stead with the big guy, and God is really pissed at me right now. And I have been praying a lot, and I've been understanding what has to happen, and God is literally telling me, Jones, you better start civil disobedience, and you better do it now. And I was told a month ago, you go out and demonstrate, we're going to take your kids. Well, I went out and I did it, and it's been national news, and they're trying to take them right now. But by the grace of God, it hadn't happened. But it doesn't matter. They're going to take my kids anyways into the New World Order if I don't do this. And I'm not up here shooting my mouth off like I'm a tough guy. They're killing 30 million people right now. I said 2 million a few weeks ago, the numbers I had. Now it's 30 million dying. Ah, it's not a bleeding heart that I'm virtue signaling. I am not even getting chills right now. I have been getting on fire. And men, especially, know what it feels like when you feel like you're on fire. I used to only feel like that when I was fighting for my life. Opening huge cans of kick-ass. And that's not good, folks. That's savage caveman instincts turning on because my intellect and my soul is danger, Will Robinson. Notice just suddenly. It's flash. Even Joel Skousen thought they'd have World War III first before this. And he's like, no, he was wrong. He didn't. Because they just suddenly did that move, man. They always said, we're launching the New World Order in 2020. David Rockefeller said it in the 70s. Strobe Talbot said it in the 90s. They always said, 2020, 2020. We will have a New World Order by 2020, but we'll pay for it in blood and money. That's Senate testimony. In the 80s. Oh, and let me just tell you something. The globalists admit that they put garbage in to create garbage out. So they try to dumb things down like, well, wait a minute. The virus is man-made in a bioweapon, but you're saying it's a hoax that it's not that deadly. But then you're saying it's mutating and it targets the testicles. Next segment, I'll lay that out. This virus is super bad, but not in the ways we've been told. And I foresaw this 10, 11 weeks ago, and it's all come out. Because I already knew about their weapons programs, the type of stuff they do. They don't like hard kills. They like soft kills, but they have their lower level folks are in on it. They go, oh, we're just going to kill the really old that are weighing down the system. It's the death panel. And people that are already really, really sick. And so it does have that level in its first attack. But then it sits in the body and does a bunch of other stuff. And so they don't want you to know that a vaccine, in all the studies, will lower your immunity to the mutations of it. And they don't want you to know that it's nutrition and sunlight and water and getting healthy that is basically a total defense. At every level, they're trying to block people having an understanding, and it's just the sinisterness of it. And every angle pre-programmed and war-gamed in all these different globalist disease X drills and lockstep drills and event 201 drills and the smirking and the laughing and the giggling on TED TV when he says the equation, we got to get humans to zero to save the Earth, and the crowd laughs. Because they're in on it. By 1966, at places like University of Texas, they were openly taking the top students in the country and teaching them about the eugenics world government takeover. This is a cult of mad scientists. They're taking over. They think you're a useful eater. Bill Joy wrote about it in 1999 in Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired magazine. How he went to the meeting with the top billionaires. They made the decision to entertain you, dumb you down, stun you, and then kill you. Theodore Kaczynski was in the CIA. He was briefed on all this. He thought it was horrible. He started bombing people he knew were involved in it. He's in a supermax prison. All right, I'm going to go to break, and as I said, I'll come back and get into this. So it's a paradox. You need to boost your immune system and your body's defenses all the time. And yes, I sell and promote things that keep us on air that I know are good, that you like, that are good for your family. If you don't get shortable foods, and if you don't get a backup plan while you still can, you are insane. And if you got the money to go to the grocery store while you can and stock up and fill up your pantry and fill up your garage with stuff that saves, more power to you. But that stuff's 4 or 5 times more expensive than the high-quality, affordable food that we have that's now back in stock again. And I just ordered more food yesterday because I got to take care of family. And I remember telling family, hey, you better get more than a couple months. They're like, oh, Alex, it'll be back in 2 weeks. I said, BS. It's never turning back on. My own family won't listen to me, even though they're smart. And so, yeah, it's symbiotic. This funds our operation. This suicide mission I'm on. But we're all in a suicide mission. We don't turn this around. So I feel good doing this. But I'm just telling you, from the bottom of my heart, you need affordable food. We've got the best. They've got it. They're packaging it. They're getting it out to people. And I'm ashamed that most of the other companies, I say most because there might be some that are legitimate, we haven't found them. Because I got worried that our supplier would run out. So I called around, ordered a bunch of stuff. None of it ever came in. None of it. 10 weeks later, none of it came in. Stuff I ordered came in 2 weeks before they said it would. So get your orders in. The number they told me is 4 weeks on average order, but they said, don't say that, Jones. Say 6, because we don't want any chargebacks. Okay, 6 weeks. Get your orders in. But here's the thing. The orders are flooding in right now. They may pause orders again, so you better get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. The great folks at MyPatriot, they're in our back end. People make jokes about that. Ha, ha, ha. They're in our computers. They run it. They take the orders. We've been partnered with them for many years. They make the Election Pure Breeze, the water filtration systems, all of it. They're awesome folks. And it's their mission to prepare people. And they just do a great job. And they sell the food, the filters, everything for half of what competitors do, because it is literally a mission of Matt Redhawk from God. And you hear a lot of these fake preachers and stuff saying that. With these guys, it really is a mission. They've done so much for us. We really appreciate them. And they're just a godsend. Through all this evil, though, you see the hand of God and providence, though, working in so many ways. And I'm just very, very humble. We have to just call out to Jesus. That's really the answer here. And this is a spiritual fight. And I can't and you can't expect to beat this on your own. But you have to do it and testify against the New World Order. And I've got some other stuff to cover as well. The fake Christians mad at me about the mark of the beast because they're scared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
For people to wake up and take action. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, April 22nd edition. I want to open the phones up, and I want to take a lot of calls for first-time callers in the next hour, and then we'll have a free-for-all after that. We have the head of Gab that's really been standing up to censorship and doing a lot of amazing things, has a lot of key intel popping in as well. One of the alternative places for people to communicate that isn't censored. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. So that is coming up. All right, let me lay this out. And again, anybody that's tuned in the last 11 weeks since this all kicked off knows that I have made a lot of predictions and engaged in a lot of analysis. And I said, you watch when they shut down for 2 weeks, they're then going to say, oh, it's just 2 months and then 6 months and it's never going to stop. And they're programming you that you're not essential. Think about if aliens arrived and landed and said, you are not essential. We will decide who is essential. He would say, this is an attack. This is a demonization. This is beyond racism. This is even worse. It's saying, like the Nazis did, that you're useless eaters and must be gotten rid of. Because with robots and computers, they can make humans obsolete. And the globalists are teaching us now that we're obsolete and having a whole revolutionary rollout of medical tyranny, forced inoculations, and so much more. And so now the communist Chinese see that we're bucking it. We're trying to reopen. People are pointing out that, hey, they're counting all deaths that test positive for COVID-19 as having COVID, dying from COVID. And then it turns out that anybody that's got the cold or anybody that ever had the cold or anybody that had the flu are saying positive. And it's a total fraud because they say they're testing for genetic material in the body. But you notice as the test goes out, and as we test more than anybody in the world combined, but the media says, oh, we haven't done any testing, and the Trump's done a bad job, we go, wait a minute. L.A. County, with the percentages they've got now, project, that was yesterday, 400,000 people have it. Now they're saying it's more like 450,000, and it's going to just go exponential, and it's killing 0.16. We'll put that back on screen. 0.16 0.16 5749999, according to the health department's numbers. And again, almost all of those super sick, on dialysis, kidney failure, liver failure, cancer, the average age 86 years old, just like what you saw in Italy. Super old population, three generations to a house. They lose up to 60 to 70,000 a year from the flu. By the way, I've got numbers here out of Michigan where the flu's killed more people than this. So if you're a radio listener, this is from the health department of L.A. County. It's in the local newspapers linked up on Infowars.com. And you really need to go see this for yourself. Study shows L.A. County coronavirus count upwards of 400,000. That was, again, a few days ago. Now it's above that. Today, the number is 663 deaths. You add that together, it's incredible. And of course, they use this to scare everybody at studyfinds.org. The headline was, oh my gosh, it's up 55 times higher than confirmed cases. But then you read, that means, oh, it's not killing very many people that get it. And that was in studyfinds.org. So see how they're spinning this? And then there's another article here out of the Detroit News. In Michigan, deaths were down in March, but it doesn't feel that way. No, no, it doesn't feel that way. We're all dead. Bill Gates, save me. Preliminary statistics from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services record 5,929 deaths in March of 2020. On average, the month of March has seen 8,542 deaths from flu. So you more die in that month from flu, according to the health department there in Michigan. But see, that doesn't matter, does it? Because it's so much fun to get into being scared. It's so much fun with all the attention. And then the internet can't even believe the video of John Roberts that was on C-SPAN, that was on dozens of internet feeds. It was all over, and they've confirmed, no, that happened. He walks in. He's talking about a real study, real numbers out of L.A. County, and the internet can't even believe it's real. Because, you see, my aunt used to have a bumper sticker on her car that says, if you want your children to listen, whisper. And I remember seeing that when I had children. I noticed if I didn't want them to hear, they'd really pay attention. If I try to talk right at them, they'll ignore you. So see, John Roberts walks in an hour before it starts. He's there early. He goes, hey, Bob, you know, this is ridiculous. Not even 1% are dying. Give it a break. My God, this is a hoax. And when everybody picks up on it, that goes, well, we're all vaccinated anyways. They go, oh, do they have a secret vaccine? No, no, the guy's just being smartass. Because they've also told people, oh, you've had the flu shot, you're more protected. It's the opposite. And so this is another ignoramus wearing his mask, shooting something back at John Roberts. And so the internet obsesses on that. Oh, secretly, you know, they've been given vaccines. And the media spins it. that New York Times photographer jokes about coronavirus vaccine on Hot Mic. They spin it. It's not that. It's a real numbers out of the health department that they don't want you to discuss. They don't want you to talk about. We're going to play it again in a moment. But here's what you need to know. The Chi-Com see everybody waking up and getting scared. That they launched the attack. So now they're saying the United States did it. America isn't scared of the virus. They're scared of the fact that the economy is going down. So China starts showing the people with the chemical sprays again and all the fear and all the drones and locking people up and going, oh, there's at least 30 strains. Oh, some of them are deadlier than before. Just like Scooby-Doo. The bad guys want to take the country over. They want to drive the stock market down to 5%, buy it all up, like Lord Rothschild did at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. And Lord Wellington had really just beaten Napoleon for the second time. It was the Battle of Waterloo. They sent carrier pigeons to the coast, had fast corvette, not by Chevy, that's named after a fast ship, haul ass across the channel. And they ran in right as the stock market opened in London and said, Wellington annihilated. And the stocks went to 1%. Lord Rothschild bought them all and became supreme ruler of the British Empire. And it's the same thing, driving it all down to nothing. Crude down to nothing. All the oil down to nothing. Surveillance, control, domination. And then they've patented the virus. They've already got it. Bill and Melinda Gates admit they have all these chimera coronavirus is patented, ready to be put in the vaccine, but you've got to beg and plead first and learn how to be locked down and learn how to wear masks and learn how to be in a depression and beg them for your world ID and beg them for your immunity passport and get all the other scared people demanding we get in line or it's all over. And yeah, drones flying over that detect your breathing. And if they think you might have a breathing problem, the drone calls the police and you're arrested. Robot controllers. You flip a switch, and suddenly we're all inside the system. 877-789-2539. I got a lot of news, a lot of clips, a lot of insanity coming up. It's so critical in the second hour. Please don't just be spectators. Be the Paul Revere's that you are. Male, female, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, gay, straight, Christian, agnostic. If you don't want to be a slave, now's the time to get active and to go to band.video and share that video. Historic moment, Fox News admits COVID-19 is a giant hoax, and there it all is, hiding right there. And it's the statistics. But people don't care about the number to see the authority figure behind the scenes going, this is a giant scam. And you can see Roberts is pissed to see everybody acting like a bunch of scared little goons, because he knows what's coming. Like everybody in North Korea bowing to Kim Jong-un, who, by the way, has had heart surgery and hadn't been seen in weeks, might be dead for all we know. All hell's breaking loose. We're going to start the second hour, but tell everybody about that local AM or FM station or TV station right now and keep doing it. And send out the links at Infowars.com/show to the live feed right now. And tell folks, it turns out that COVID-19 is a giant hoax, but if we don't get the word out, we're all doomed. Pay it forward. Warn others. Chain reaction. That can override the globalists before it's too late. But this could not be more critical. Act now. Now,
this is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown.